Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tweet at us or just follow us. Or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yay, sports.
I'll tell you. One of the causes
you ain't helping.
Of bad driving, is our boss, Jim, who just tore into the parking lot. I clocked him at 74 miles an hour.
Holy crap.
You know, because he's got to get the good parking spot.
Well, and then he backs in at like 68 miles an hour.
It's now, impressive. What if Petey and I had been, because usually what I like to do between during breaks is run out in between parked cars.
Yeah,
back and forth.
Plus, you got that fanatic truck, right?
Yeah, he could have killed one of us.
Philly guy.
We could be dead now. I'm surprised we're not. The way he drives,
surprised you didn't try to hit you anyway.
Maniac.
Yeah, Todd said, "Geez,
did he race in there?"
Yeah, he said, "Geez, boss, what if we were out here kicking around a soccer ball like we usually are?"
Yeah,
USA.
He's out of control.
The only time I've seen anybody do it faster is Cable Guy.
Yeah. Oh,
in that missile that he had.
Yeah,
he was at the front end of the parking lot, and I wave at him from the back, and he's to the back.
But he's got the fancy car that's made for speed.
That's a nice car, yeah.
Jim's
that's
got
what I should do.
He's got a nice truck.
That, yeah. I don't have that kind of money, but
now Eric lives in Miami.
Yep,
and he begs to differ.
Well, everybody, like you said, everybody says their driving sucks.
These
their town sucks.
Blow.
We're number one. You can't take it away, Miami. Miami's not winning that. Omaha's number one, man.
And speed limits seem to be optional. It took me
an
hour and a half
in this town.
Yeah. To get to work this morning.
I yell at people.
20 miles, 4 accidents, idiots. I grew up in Omaha. No comparison. Did I mention these drivers are idiots?
I think if they allowed the purge to happen, that's who I would kill. People that don't use turn signals. I would actually just kill all
of
them.
Or people that leave them on forever.
But you know what? Well, I'll give them a break a little bit because they're idiots sometimes. But not using them means you're better than everybody else and you don't care. So I would. If the purge happens, that's who I'm killing.
Well, like
you better not hope it doesn't happen.
Like I've had you're sitting there waiting to turn. You're going to turn right.
Right.
And there's somebody coming from your left, so you're going to wait.
You wait.
Yeah. And then they turn right by you, and it's like just turn on your blinker. So I could have been out of here.
I would kill all of them.
Yeah. Well, we're going to get
hat.
We'll be among the first kill if the purge ever happens.
So, fair chance. Probably a good point.
We won't get that chance.
All right. I never thought about that. You're probably right.
We're on quite a few lists.
Yeah. It's legal now? Oh, who should we go after? I have an idea.
But I like that.
And that'll just come from inside the building.
But I like the guest. I like the guests and the comedians.
And Craig.
Right.
And Craig.
So, for the sake of Craig and the guests and the comedians, don't kill the host.
Yeah. Well, hopefully it doesn't happen before tonight, since we're hours away from one of the summer's biggest sporting events. That's the Major League Baseball game in D.C.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Midsummer Classic.
Yeah, and last night was the
Now it doesn't even matter. Not that I like that
doesn't
rule.
Matter at all.
I didn't like the rule home field anyway.
No.
But now it doesn't matter again.
No. Nope.
And it never did to begin
and
with.
And it's not as interesting because we can see all these players all the time.
Right.
And
everybody's on TV. Everybody
Everybody plays interleague games.
Right.
So Bryce Harper wins the home run derby last night in his home park. Tonight, their star pitcher starts alongside, against the Red Sox star pitcher. They both started last year's classic.
Did they really?
Remember.
No, I don't remember that.
No, I don't.
I'm going to see the Pirates and the Mets in about a week.
I don't even remember their names. What are their names?
Max Scherzer.
Scherzer.
And
okay.
Then Chris Sale, I think is
all right.
Sally or Sale.
Yeah. I've heard both those names. It is Sale, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right, yeah. The all-time series between the AL and NL is tied 43-43-2, so it's never been more interesting than tonight.
Oh. Tonight we break the tie.
Tonight.
It's the rubber match.
Unless.
Until next year.
Unless there's
wins.
A tie.
It's a tie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rubber match.
And I was just looking over the roster. You know, baseball, I was just having this conversation the other day. I think we've had it here a little bit, too. Baseball lacks stars, man. Like, especially like people who are just kind of casual, oh, that's baseball, or even go to a game. Like Bryce Harper is a big name. Mike Trout, Aaron Judge has the size and plays in New York to that's be it. Huge names. Yeah. But those aren't.
No.
It's not. They're not stars.
No.
Casual fan wouldn't recognize that name. Or just guy on the street.
No, and I wanted to ask our baseball insider. I mean, I just wrote down names I've never heard.
Once again, I'm a pirate insider.
Arr, yes, I am. Arr, let me get that booty. Arr.
A little gameplay.
I'm a Lloyd McClendon.
Me and my wife and I play that. I'm a pirate insider. I wear the whole thing.
Give you the plank.
I dress like Captain
Jack. She doesn't like it as much as she says she does. Like it.
And it's not that kind of pirate. I just have I wear like a Roberto Clemente jersey and come to bed naked.
Yeah. About to crash this plane into you, baby.
I can't even play Twins Insider.
You're right, Todd's Twins Insider.
That's a little too much.
Yeah. You go all royal on them, don't you?
Yes, oh, yeah. You that crown gets it in.
Yeah.
You're a royal insider.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
But Craig doesn't have a favorite. Did you ever have a favorite? Were you a St. Louis fan at all, Craig, growing up where you lived?
Kind of.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if you really had a major league team all these years I've known you.
Yeah, kind of.
Kind of. Okay.
But I look at the crawl. As they, you will watch, pardon the interruption, and the crawl will come across with the lineup.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know those names.
No.
Yeah, I wrote down.
We do the same story every year about that. You know.
Yeah, it's more and more true, it seems like. Yeah. You know, Wilson, Ramos,
doesn't seem to be a lack of money
Lender,
in that sport, though. You know, we can bet.
Torres.
No.
You know, because there doesn't seem to be a lack of money in that sport. People are getting paid a lot
and
of money to play that sport.
Yeah. Right. There's enough fans. People are showing up.
Oh, they sure. are. They are.
It's just that we're not as interested anymore.
Like I said, I watch one team. I watch the Pirates and who they play. You know, that's it.
Yeah, but ask me to give you the lineup of the 71 Baltimore Orioles. Yeah. I could probably do about half of those.
I could probably help with that. And I wasn't even born.
Or just an idiot, right?
You know, like the decline of baseball cards and just card collecting maybe
that's
has
true.
Changed that interest.
That's
you know,
true.
Whereas you used to know all the names if you were flipping through cards all the time. But like Mitch Haniger, Charlie Morton.
Well,
when
I was growing up too, the Twins.
Brad Hand.
The Twins were on almost every night.
Mm-hmm.
With
the package, your team is on every night still if you want to get it, you know. But you're not going to watch the Twins every night unless you have the package.
That'd help with your insomnia.
And I have the package.
I'm not going to pay for it.
Yeah. Oh, it's not that much.
Because I'm not interested in watching it every night.
Right.
No. Not unless I was there.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of interesting. Probably wouldn't go every night.
No.
Well, the prize money is out for the World Cup that just finished up. I found it kind of interesting that, you know.
Well, these guys are major league players anywhere, right?
Yeah, they're all getting money. Yeah. But I wondered if there are, you know, there's like a Super Bowl prize pool for the players.
Right,
I mean, everybody gets a little bit of coin. So I was wondering how that broke down. And France takes home $38 million for its soccer federation for winning the World Cup. So they promised the players when they got into the final, you're going to get at least $330,000 apiece. Now, since they won it, I would imagine that goes up a little bit. So I was just wondering if it was, you know, each guy was getting $1 million, $2 million, $50K, where it was at. So it's probably around $500,000 a player.
We don't know any of these guys. And I think a real soccer fan that knows these guys, is it like if all of a sudden we were watching a international football tournament, and when we look at the field and see like Brady and Le'Veon Bell are all in one team because they're in a separate country, do they look at the same? They look at that and they go, "Oh, that guy's from that team. That guy, they must do that." We just don't know. My Bosnian Uber driver, he was ringing off all kinds of names,
Real Madrid, like us running off NFL
guys. You know, you're right.
Clubs.
He knew who they played for, or what team they played for.
Yeah, a real soccer fan could tell you every team that those guys played for because they're all stars. Yeah.
You bet. And the story that I read also, probably the most interesting thing in it, was about the trophy, that World Cup trophy.
Yep.
The team actually doesn't get to keep that because it's solid gold, and it's valued at about $20
million. Yeah, the team that won it 4 years ago dropped it off, didn't they? The team that won it 4 years ago dropped it off. Who won it 4 years ago? Isn't that crazy? We don't even know. And don't care.
Oh, I think they said Germany was the defending champ.
Because they said the defending champ, yeah, that was. And they said they dropped it off the other day before the final match.
Did they display that?
I think
the country keeps it. Country does keep it.
What I just read is the team gets a gold plated version because the original one is again valued at almost $20 million.
I understand that.
Solid,
but where's the original
18K.
One go then? If it's why do you
probably
have
some FIFA headquarter kind of thing?
Right, then go anywhere then.
Under armed guard, 24 hours a day.
Potentially, $20 million trophy.
Yeah, because, you know, if some hooligans could get together and steal that, yeah, they would.
Yeah.
Well, or some asshat drops it off the bus during the parade and it gets run over. You know, we've seen that happen.
Yeah, right. That's a good Ocean's movie right there.
I was going to say, it's Ocean's 15.
Yeah. Stealing the World Cup.
Stealing the World Cup trophy.
Yep.
And do great overseas.
It would.
Not here.
Well, as long as it had the same good cast of characters, a good story, a crime caper.
Nah, nobody would care. It's World Cup.
Yeah. I think we ought to make a
pitch. Like a Da Vinci Code kind of thing.
Yeah. Okay.
The code of the World Cup.
We got some guys from Hollywood coming in. Pitch it to them, and they can pitch it to Hollywood guys. That would work.
Exactly what they do.
That would work.
Exactly what they do.
Well, they got connections.
Yeah.
The World Cup soccer ball given to President Trump by Putin, you know, would qualify as part of that bad movie, I think. You know, there's hot Russian spies.
Yeah.
And
you got to have that.
Well, you got to pay off your traitor with a ball.
Yeah. I'm sure there are no bugs in that thing.
Yeah. See, there'd be a completely different twist here because in this movie, the Russians are our friends.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. So it'd be a complete flip-flop.
That's true.
The dialogue has changed in this world.
Or trustworthy. It's Open Week, British Open Week, Carnoustie, and you know, you hear a lot about course setup when it comes to, you know, the PGA events or the U.S. Open. And this course is just whatever it is every year. Whatever the conditions dictate the way the course plays.
The way golf was invented.
That's right. And this course, because of a lack of rain and some kind of excessive heat for some reason, things have changed a little bit. But in Scotland, it's as dry and as brown as people have ever seen it. Tiger Woods said right now the fairways are faster than the green.
Yeah. Get that check. If it's dry and brown, Craig, get that check. You know that.
Especially if it's dry and brown in Scotland.
Tiger Woods said the fairways are faster than the greens at this point, and proof of that is that everybody can hit it 450 yards currently.
Because it's going to roll forever.
Because it rolls forever. Dustin Johnson hit one into a burn. This is a little river creek kind of thing on number 18.
So it's like McAdam all the way down the thing.
473 yards from the tee. And he just dropped it right in there like it wasn't nothing. So watch for that this
week. What's the longest? There was a guy. What's that? The guy did that long drive on a road? A flat McAdam road. He drove it in the middle of the desert somewhere.
No, it was a 7-iron.
They tried to break the record that way. Drive it on a road. I mean, hit it down a highway. And
so it would bounce down the highway?
Yeah, and I forget where that was at. In a desert somewhere. Somebody did that. I don't know what the record is. But
I saw a 450-yard drive at the John Deere Classic over the weekend.
No?
They're just smashing it.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like a 490-yard par 4, and he ends up 40 yards from the green. Wow, it might have been McIlroy.
Yeah?
Or Ricky Fowler.
I think he was at, I think they're both at the Scottish
Open. Yeah, he was
Open.
At the Scottish Open.
Yeah. So it may have been at that.
I forget who crushed. Somebody crushed it, though. And they all do.
Yeah, I mean, Ricky Fowler hit one 458 yesterday in a practice round. I mean,
Jesus. Ridiculous.
Yeah, so. But it plays a little different. It's not like hitting it 458 on American course.
No.
Because you still got to deal with things a little bit differently. True Links style. A proper Links course is what they're calling it.
The Open. Open.
That means that you or I might be able to get 250 out of it. If we hit it right.
I'd like to think so, yeah. With the putter. The old Texas wedge.
That's right.
Now, we talked yesterday. Tony Romo won that celebrity golf tournament. The first time he'd won that thing, he'd finished second a few times. And there's a $125,000 check to the winner, which he turned down. Now, one of the reasons is he don't need it, obviously.
Yeah.
The other reason is he wants to keep his amateur status because he still wants to try and qualify for the United States Open.
What kind of prize money did Larry the Cable Guy get for finishing 77th?
He's broke.
Whole list. Cash, He probably took it, though.
He sleeps in. I wish he could call us and tell us what kind of prize money he got. Yeah. Tied for 77th. They use that, is it the Stapleford scoring system, or is it something different?
They go back that far.
Some sort of, modified score.
Yeah.
Plus is better.
They get pluses for eagles and birdies. They get minuses for, I think bogey is nothing.
You guys come over and talk golf, I might fall asleep.
Yeah. We'd be glad to.
If you break down the scoring of the celebrity golf tournament, I could probably fall right to sleep.
Just check Barkley's scorecard and you see where he lost points.
Yeah, 6,000-1 he was. Yeah.
So, you know, the NFL is dying, as we all know.
Yeah, of course it is.
And somewhere in Philly, they were having a block party for the World Cup final.
Mm-hmm.
And as that party ended, they turned on a replay of the Super Bowl, which the Eagles obviously won, and this was in Philly.
They trashed Philly again?
No, but there was like a huge gathering of Philly fans just in the middle of summer saying, screw it, everyone, watch this thing.
Glory days, how they pass you by.
And Todd, last night, I don't know if you caught the Saints-Vikings replay.
No.
Famous game.
I wish I would have.
I did. Tonight, you can watch Jags-Patriots.
Would you turn off at the end? Because you guys said your boy Favre was going to win that game.
No, this was the this was the most
the Minnesota
recent one.
Miracle for this
that
season.
One. Yeah. Oh yeah,
I which was a great game.
I might have turned it off because I recall giving up on them.
Yeah,
near the end of that game.
What you do?
That game sucked.
It seemed like you should have given up on them at the end of that game. It
and then I
looked
saw
dire.
Stephon Diggs is now on the cover of.
Speaking of that, do you have the audio of Todd's girl? He might like this because she doesn't like her dad doesn't like Packer fans.
Stephon Diggs on the cover of a grocery store magazine.
That's right.
Yeah.
This is Danica Patrick. Who's she talking to, Craig, here? She's talking about banging Aaron Rodgers.
Basically, yeah.
Basically.
As you would.
Yeah.
Makes perfect sense that you would.
She said he's not as tall as she thought he was.
Yeah. I thought he'd be bigger.
He thought I'd be bigger.
He storms out.
Stuck to the table.
He got all pissed. Yes, it did.
She was on Jimmy Kimmel.
Got it. Talking about Packer fan.
And she talks about dating Aaron Rodgers, yet growing up disliking Packer fan.
See, the hard thing is I grew up like right on the state line of Wisconsin. I was actually born in Wisconsin, but we lived in Illinois. And so my dad grew up with all Packers fans. So what he says is I'm not against the Packers, I'm against the Packer fans. So I don't know what that really means because now I'm a Packer.
I'll tell you what that means. We live that every day.
Yeah.
And it's not Packer fan, it's another fan. I don't hate Craig. I hate puss.
Oh, I hate.
But also, there's a college team that I don't like. That I don't hate the team because they're just kids.
Yeah.
And the fans are idiots.
No, I hate.
I don't hate Steelers. I hate you.
I know.
Hate to admit it, but
you like Danica Patrick. I knew you'd like that. I knew you'd like Danica Patrick.
I'm on the same level as Danica Patrick.
Yes, you are. You know what Packer fan does?
Because I don't necessarily hate the Packers. It's more the fans,
right?
I mean, I like to see the team lose.
Because, same with me. I like to see the team lose so the fans are upset.
Yes.
So it's a kind of a double, it's like a round, you know, I shouldn't hate 18 to 22-year-old kids, but when they lose, the fans are bummed out, and that's the best day of my life.
Yeah, it's
that's a great Sunday morning, man.
It's a great form of social studies.
It is.
Yeah. Truly.
How people freak out.
Sports. Yep, that's it. That's
and in the state of Wisconsin, the Packer fans are almost like college fans.
Yeah, they are, yeah.
Because Green Bay is, well, most college towns are bigger than Green Bay.
Right, right.
True.
What else does she say? Or was that the gist of it?
She said that
that she just can't stand Packer
fans. Packer fans, right, yeah.
Well,
it's all that matters.
Danica and I agree on that.
I knew you'd like her for that reason.
And her boyfriend, A.A. Ron Rodgers, 34-year-old, says, so Tom's rewriting the book, and he wants to play till he's 40 as well. So good news, puss.
Yeah.
Craig, I just got to keep him upright.
Anthony Barr has something to say about that.
Yeah. And numbers that prove football is dying. Actually, not at all. In fact, quite the opposite. The Green Bay Packers released their public records. Their financial records are public,
I
should say.
Yeah, they're making money too, man. Everybody's making money.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and when you look down their records, you can see that every team brought home about $255 million via revenue sharing.
Man.
So that's up 5%. So even the Packers president said any fallout from the anthem issue obviously did not impact the financial books.
Of course it doesn't, but you know, facts and reality are two different things for a lot of people.
Yeah.
You'll still hear this fall. I don't know if NFL's going to come back.
Yeah.
I told you I heard that last year. I don't think it's going to come back. I'm thinking, because I know why. Because you're a Republican who believes this crap. Sorry, that's what he was.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, no, the NFL's fine. Everybody's watching it. We all dig it. You know? It's a nonpartisan sport.
And my guess is the next time the TV rights come up for negotiation,
shoot through the roof again.
They'll be bigger.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They won't be paying less.
Nope.
No, Fox just paid more to get Thursday night games than NBC had.
Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, the bids are there. And with that kind of money involved, you kind of understand players' desire to get paid. Their career is so short.
I understand.
And there's that
that
much money floating around, and a lot of times the players aren't getting it. And Le'Veon Bell,
he was going to get it. He was going to be the number one paid running back in the league. What was his guarantee? $40 million?
Reportedly, they offered him a 5-year, $70 million deal, and the guaranteed money is somewhere between $30 to $40 million.
Right.
You know, now guys like Kirk Cousins have gotten fully guaranteed deals.
Quarterback.
It's a little different than running back.
Quarterback.
It is. So Le'Veon Bell.
I'm not hating on Le'Veon. I'm just saying. I don't hate the Steelers either because they offered him a ton of money.
They did.
And offered him a bunch of years.
It's just interesting, the team first point. You know, he knows he can help a team in the second half of the season. And there's reports he may sit out until the second half of the season.
Yeah, they ain't going to like that.
He does not want to go into free agency having had another 400-touch season.
Here's the deal, though. When he's sitting out, he's not getting paid.
Correct. So about $500,000 a game.
He only gets half. He only gets half of that season's money. His franchise tag is like, what, $14 million?
A little over, yeah.
Right, so he's going to give up $7 million? No freaking way.
You wouldn't think.
He'll be there. He might not go to camp, but he'll be there, and he'll suck the first 2 weeks.
Yeah, just like he did last year.
Exactly.
Right, because he's a principled man.
No, it could backfire tremendously. What if he gets hurt this year? No big contract next year.
Sure.
Stupid.
And Earl Thomas, the Seahawks continue to fall apart. This is great. You know, Richard Sherman, Cam Chancellor, Michael Bennett, Jimmy Graham gone. And the last of the Legion of Boom, if you will. Thank you, Russell Wilson, for ending this franchise, really, with your paycheck. But Earl Thomas.
He pulled a Flacco on him, exactly.
Yes. Yeah. He went to Instagram and said, give me a contract extension or trade me, period. You know, it's funny how players are taking this into their own hands now.
They are, but a lot of that's backfiring. And like I said, I know that you got to get their money, but the average person is thinking, hey, you're turning down $14 million a year for 5 years? Okay.
Play, homie.
Yeah.
You can save that. You can set up a couple more generations with $14, $15
million a year. Yes, you can.
You'll
be fine.
For a couple of years.
They buy into their own hype.
You know, sure, you know, and crazy. Like they sign these deals, which, you know, like in his case, he's at the end of a deal that was signed 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. So 4 years ago, he's one of the highest paid safeties in the league. And then as that changes, you know, so he's like, wait a second, man, I'm better than that dude. I want some money.
Not everybody can be the highest
paid guy
at their position.
You can't constantly be the highest
paid. And then when they offer
guy.
You the highest paid at your position, what are you supposed to, why you turn that down? You're not number two. Steelers offered him the most money of any running back.
Yep. Just not a long-term deal. He's just trying to set up his family's
future.
Well,
they gave a long-term deal. For 4 years and $40 million guarantee.
That's a good point.
All right.
That's a good point. That is long-term for a running back.
Yeah, yes, it is
that's
for a running
the rest
back.
Of his career,
right.
Really. That
that's
would be,
long-term for that's anybody, true. Most anybody.
That's a good point. You wonder if in Australia they've been watching the Tim Tebow effect.
By the way, flat earthers think Australia doesn't exist. I read that yesterday. True flat earthers, there's a conspiracy theory that it traces back to 06 where Australia does not exist.
Okay.
What
and
about
I got stupider reading the article.
How does Outback exist?
Well, that's a good point. That's all fake.
Yeah.
That's a great point.
What about...
I thought it came from Australia.
How's Outback
Foster's.
I drive past Outback every day.
Yeah, man. Right. Hold up.
Does Antarctica exist?
All they concentrated on was Australia. That doesn't exist.
Just not room for it on a flat, cubed globe?
Hey, this day and age, you say what you want and people believe it.
Yeah. Fair.
That's all that matters.
Apparently, there is no southern hemisphere.
Or no Australia.
Crazy.
Yeah. That's just some cooked-up conspiracy theory that there's stuff south of the equator.
Yes, there is.
Maybe Usain Bolt is high enough to think he signed a deal to play soccer in Australia, and then he's going to realize he's not going to get there because there's no Australia? I don't know.
He played soccer as a kid.
Yeah, he grew up playing soccer. He's played in a couple places in Europe, not professionally, really. They just kind of had him into camp and workout.
Right.
But he's at 31 years old. He signed a six-week deal with the A-League soccer team in Australia. This is their top professional soccer network.
Okay, I want to ask you this because I don't play soccer, but I've watched enough of it where the free kick, the
corner kick?
Into the corner. Well, when they kick it right, everybody jumps up in the air in front of the goal.
The corner kick.
You get a guy as tall as Usain Bolt, he could head it in quicker, right?
Oh, that'll help his size and speed and athleticism.
Get your head up there.
Yeah. Fit right in.
Well, if that worked, then there'd be a bunch of seven-footers.
Put one on there. Bring him out. Oh, you can't. Oh, I can't. You can't substitute. You're right.
Yeah.
For anyone who thinks the Tebow thing is a serious experiment, here's a quote from the A-League, this Australian A-League guy. He said he'll create dreams for young people, and he'll give the A-League a profile no amount of money can buy. Which is exactly why.
By the way, are they bringing Tebow up? Because I'm going to watch. I'm watching.
Probably.
I got the Pirates Mets next Thursday in
why
Pittsburgh.
They?
I'm going to be there.
You know,
watch soon.
Watch me be. Watch after all this crap. I got to watch Tebow play.
Debut.
I'll watch Tebow's debut in Pittsburgh.
You could just sell the ticket. You make a mint.
I did. But that
you know, what else you could do is you could bring Jesus to the lives of the Aborigines.
Oh, yeah.
There's that.
Suck
too.
It, Jesus.
Yeah. And weed.
Yeah.
And weed.
Craig.
It's from Jamaica.
Our syndicators are out. Do you think they enjoy this this clip?
Suck it, Jesus.
They seem to be chuckling.
Go on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.